Welcome to Bridges Step Up, a podcast designed to inspire you to attain peak performance in your life and work. Let's join Joseph Dean Woke for today's episode.
Thanks for joining me on this episode of Bridges Step Up. Today, I want to share with you how to shape your expectations rightly. Now, see, in life, our expectations affect what we get. Unfortunately, many of us have our expectations shaped wrongly or very poorly. And that's how come we have both wrong and poor results in our life, in our work, and in our endeavors. That is why on this episode of Bridges Step Up, I'd like to share with you how to shape your expectations rightly. First thing I want to help you understand is this. Your expectations affect what you get in life for a number of reasons. If you do not have enough faith in yourself to believe that when you submit a proposal to the top management in your business, they will approve it, then you are not likely to take the step of submitting the proposal. If you do not have expectation that they have a better tomorrow, then you are not likely to begin to work towards even having a better tomorrow. If you do not also believe the word of God that says that the path of the just is like a light of the dawn, and it shines brighter and brighter unto the perfect day, you will not expect a better life than you have today. Therefore, you continue to sorrow, you live in kind of self-pity for yourself because of your present situation of life. The point is that when you do not expect that something is a possibility, you do not work towards it. That is why it's important that your expectations are shaped rightly. That's why it's important to have your expectations shaped properly so that you expect the right things and consequently get the right things. Of course, do not get the impression I'm saying that once you have the right expectations, everything falls into place. Expectation is just one of those forces and factors in life that affect what we get and what we don't get. It's one of those forces and factors that affect whether we attain peak performance in our lives and work. Now, the first point I think you should bear in mind in shaping your expectations rightly is to build your belief on what is truly true. A lot of people have belief systems that are not proper. They have belief systems formed by the ideologies of their village people. They have belief systems formed by the ideology of people who have debased mind. They have belief systems formed by people who do not fully understand life. They have belief systems formed by people who are confused. They have belief systems formed by Satan associates. Now, when your belief system is formed on any of those bases, you are sure to have a faulty belief system, and your belief system to an extent affect your self-esteem, affect what you get, and affect what happens to you in life. Therefore, I implore you today, please, find out every single thing you believe that your village will believe that is not in any way helping them make progress that you should have to knock off. There are all kinds of belief systems. I don't want to take time to start talking about them because that's not the focus of what I'm saying. But please do not believe things that are wrong as what happens in life. People say if you don't know anybody, you won't be able to make progress. Whether it is belief in your village, your church, or wherever, just understand that is a very fat lie. If you believe it, you will not take steps. You will not take initiative to get to what you want in life because according to you, don't know anybody. Jesus Christ walked up to got to a river or something like that, and he wanted to help a man. He told the man, "Why are you not okay?" He did not say, "I don't know any man." Eventually, the man got well without knowing any man still. What happens a lot of times in life is that we have this excuse of "I don't know anybody." You can go and submit your proposal in government-owned establishment for contract and they will give it to you, yet you don't know anybody. You would have heard me say this, that in life we cannot do without people. But please, it is wrong to think that people are God. No human being is God. The right belief system on this matter is this: God rules in the affairs of men. He controls the flow of wealth and cash. Therefore, if I do my own bit well and I have something to offer and pray to him for help, he will come to help me when I can't help myself. And not to tell me that because you don't have people, you can't make progress. That is just one example of belief system. The same thing applies to your marriage, your relationship. Once you just believe that, they say all women are wicked. I even hear women say that women are devils. And I wonder whether they are actually telling me that they are devils themselves. I do not believe women are devil. I believe that some women are possessed of devil. The same thing applies to men. Therefore, I do not expect that my wife will become a devil. These are your belief system that affect what you expect in life. Once you have believed such things, It affects what happens to you in life and the results you get. That is why I have to be very careful to ensure you shape these things rightly. Now, the next thing I think you should bear in mind is this. Be careful who you associate yourself with. There are people that will help you build very wrong belief system until you come to that point where you think that there is actually no hope, for instance, in a country like Nigeria, where you think there is actually no hope in your own career choice, which you understand to be what God wants you to do, which you understand to be in keeping with your strength and your skill, your passion and all that. Be careful who you associate yourself with. Those who have wrong value system, wrong belief systems, and wrong expectations will sell you all of these when you sit down to gist with them. Don't get the impression I'm saying you shouldn't associate with people. That would be very bad. But what I'm saying is that be careful. When you find out that people keep telling you things like all men are cheats, all men are not cheats. We have men who are he-goats, no doubt about it. But it's wrong to tell me that every man is a he-goat. You can't just say that. These are wrong belief systems that if you carry it, for instance, into your marriage, carry it into your relationship, you begin to suspect your husband all the time. Eventually, what happens is that the force of your expectations will compare that man to become a he-goat, even though he used to be a saint. Now, the next thing you should know is this. Our expectations are shaped by what we read. They are shaped by what we hear. They are shaped basically by the information we have. Therefore, be careful who is feeding you with information, either through physical association, through the books you read, through the radio programs you listen to. There are people I hear on radio and I quench my radio. They are not God. They are not manufactured from God. People who talk on radio are not from heaven. You understand what I'm saying? Except the person is a heavenly person. You get the point. Now, if he's just a normal human being who, when you meet him on the street, believes a woman should be beaten when to teach her a lesson, carry that into radio. Now, because of being diplomatic, he may not say it that way. But over time, before he knows what's happening, it will slip from his tongue, though in a very subtle way. So the point is that you should be careful who you associate yourself with, what you read, and the information you collect from people. Every single information you have should be sieved and should be examined. If you're a Christian, your own sieve is the Bible. I mean, you are a joker. A big joker for that matter. If you have opinion to share with me and it contradicts what I find in the Bible, it doesn't matter how old you are or who you think you are, I will reject it completely and totally. Now, when I used to be a small boy, I rejected opening your eyes. I'll tell you who her. I know they do this thing. But now with maturity, I can be very nice about it. I say, sir, I'm sorry, I will not be able to do that. But if you press me very hard, I give it to you very hard, I won't do this, even if you want to go and hang yourself. My reason is this. My life, I've got a life to live. The consequences of my actions, I bear them alone. So you cannot allow people to shape your expectations wrongly and allow you begin to experience the wrong things of life. If your expectation in life, if your belief system in life is that you cannot make progress in your business without sleeping with the boss, you will begin to do all of those things. You will remain in your stunted position in your level forever, and if eventually you even think you have to sleep with them, if you have the right expectation, which is that the part of promotion in career is developing your competence and proving faithful where you are. When you have been found faithful where you are, God will, through the boss, through the management, come to your office and single you out and say, now you have to become a management staff. Now you have to become a director. Now take over the company as a CEO. If you have this belief system, you begin to you focus on your work. You focus on developing your competence. You focus on getting better. You focus on being faithful in your work. And then you get the result, which is that eventually you have the right promotion. I'm just using all of this work relationship stuff as examples. But what I'm saying in essence is this. Find out for any area of your life where you are getting the wrong result. Chances are there that you have the wrong expectations, built on the wrong value system, reinforced by the wrong association, reading the wrong materials, and associating with the wrong people. Next thing I want to tell you about, again, shaping your expectation right, is this. Lock your heart to the right belief system. Continually read, continually reflect on material which are sure, which are the right expectations, and eventually you begin to experience those things. The point I made today is this. Your expectations affect what you get in life. Please let your expectation be built on the right value system. Associate with the right people that will influence you positively, and mind what you consume, then lock your heart on the right expectations you have built over time. I hope you got the point.
Thanks for tuning in for this episode of Bridget Step Up, brought to you by Bridget Word, a human capacity development platform. with the guiding mission of mentoring, coaching and inspiring you for peak performance in life and work. You can download more podcasts and many other free contents when you visit brojid.com. That is brojid.com. To get notifications on our latest posts, interviews, podcasts and books, kindly follow us on Facebook, Google+, Twitter and LinkedIn at Broji World. You also can connect with us on WhatsApp with 0810-550-4664. May your day be super productive.